This is the Tiger 102.75.
The countdown's now ticking as the pieces click together for next year's election, the first since the Thai army took control in a peaceful coup in May 2014, ousting the elected Yingluck Shinawatra government. Deputy PM Wissanukliyanam has presented the clearest political timeline yet that will lead to a general election on February the 24th next year, the appointment of a new PM and the forming of a new government 2 months after that. Wissanu has clearly laid out all the steps on the roadmap which will lead to a new elected Thai government. It's quite a detailed roadmap. If you'd like to read the full story, you can go to thetiger.com. Salvage works continue to bring the Phoenix back to the surface with a 1,000-ton crane from Singapore. The boat salvage operations continued yesterday with the specialist crane that arrived from Singapore on Monday. The salvage is expected to be completed by the end of the weekend. That's according to the newly appointed Immigration Bureau Chief, Major General Surachat Hakpan, who seems to run everything these days. Speaking about the past salvage, the Phuket Marine Office says that the crane was not able to be used in the previous salvage because of strong wind and waves. Now Phuket's in the high season and the wind and waves are not as strong, so the operation's not struggling with the same conditions like the previous operation. And a Thai court sentenced a French man and his Thai girlfriend to 29 years in jail for the brutal murder of an Italian expat in rural Thailand. The 34 and 38-year-old admitted murdering 61-year-old Giuseppe Stefani in January this year. As a result of their admission, their sentences were automatically reduced to 14 years each. Stefani, whose dismembered and charred remains were found in a forest in Phichit province, was the ex-boyfriend of the Thai woman, with the pair involved in a turbulent, deceitful and at times violent relationship. Thai Airways International has reported an operating loss of 3.69 billion baht in the third quarter, up 103% year-on-year. The Thai president, who's pledged to cut and then eliminate the airline's losses, blamed the bleak July to September financial results partly on natural disasters, decreasing numbers of Chinese tourists and rising oil prices. Mr. Sumet said that the loss came despite a 2.2% rise in total revenue, but operating costs hit 3.69 billion baht, up 1.87 billion baht compared with the same three-month period last year. He said the decreasing numbers of Chinese tourists was the main shock to the bottom line. PM Prayut Chan-o-cha is urging ASEAN members to foster greater transport connectivity both within and outside the bloc to boost trade, tourism and investment. The Premier was speaking yesterday at the opening ceremony of the 24th ASEAN Transport Ministers Meeting and Associated Dialogue Partner Meetings in Bangkok. He's due to attend the 33rd ASEAN Summit in Singapore from next Tuesday to Thursday. General Prayut said he was glad more members of the bloc are pursuing projects geared towards greater prosperity and diversified development in the region, including air, land and marine transport. And national broadcasting and telecommunications officials, together with the Phuket City Police and soldiers, yesterday raided a cable TV company in Phuket town over illegal operating services. Officers raided the KPP Enterprise on Bang Nar Road in Phuket town after it was found the company had been illegally operating the cable services. Their license was revoked back on September the 7th this year as the company hadn't paid licensing fees for the 2016 accounting year. Officers seized all equipment and say they'll take further legal action over the illegal operating services. The company cable transmissions will also be cut to stop the service. Just wondering if anybody still watches cable TV.